Good morning. I'd like to welcome them to everyone, like to welcome everybody to this morning's study session from May City Council. A light agenda. First item on the agenda is to approve appointments, boards, and committees. Have a motion from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And oh, by the way, with Councilmember Richens not present, he's out of town and therefore is excused. Hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. We have any reports?
Really quick. I attended the College of Technology and Innovation Scholarship Dinner last week, and it was just really great to see these young professionals at ASU Polytechnic Campus getting help from scholarship funds. So the future of America looks bright, and we can maybe not worry about our Social Security, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Someone's going to work.
I certainly feel better now.
High quality ASU grads. I'm excited.
Okay. Mr. Brady.
I'm still worried. We have a significant event coming up in Mesa, October 12th, Friday, October 12th. We will be having the milestone celebration, which is the signing of the final agreement between the federal government and Metro for the light rail project. We will be honored to have with us at that event the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, and the FTA Administrator, Peter Rogoff, will both be in attendance.
You want to deposit your quarter somewhere? And what is FTA?
Oh, sorry. I was reading. Federal Transit Administration. So we will be several...
Which, by the way, having both of them here, that's a big deal.
Having a cabinet member here. So it'll be at the Mesa Arts Center. This just came down yesterday, so this is the first announcement. You'll be getting more detailed, specific information. But it will be held, again, Friday, October 12th, 1 p.m. It'll be at the on the Shadow Walk of the Mesa Arts Center. And mayor and council many others will be invited to be in attendance. So just want to make sure everybody had that on their calendar, because I think the secretary's office just confirmed everything yesterday that they're going to be able to be here. So, but that's a pretty, mayor, you could probably describe better. It's the actual signing ceremony. So that's the federal government representation of their
We have had all the approvals. The money has been allocated, but it has to go through a formal process where you actually sign the official document committing the federal government to their share.
Right.
Until that time, Metro is basically at risk.
Right.
I mean, they're spending money; they can do that. But even though the money's been appropriated by Congress, there is no formal commitment that would require the federal government to follow through with that promise, which is why they've held off on some of the big construction.
Right.
So when we sign this document, that means the federal government will be legally bound
to their $75 million.
To their commitment, yeah. So that's why it's a big deal. And what that does is that Metro doesn't want to go out and spend a lot of money before they have a formal commitment.
Right.
So once this is signed, they can then go full bore on their construction.
We'll be bidding more information to the council just as specifics, but we're very excited about that. And then, of course, we'll have a study session on the Thursday before that at 7:30 a.m. Thank you.
Okay. Any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. Have a motion to enter into executive session from Councilmember Finter, a second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're moving into executive session. Thank you very much.